Yo, yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to my podcast, Fast Forward Mindset Motivational Podcast. And just in case you didn't know, I'm your host, Coach James. On my podcast, I will give you the recipe to a brand new life by intentionally rewiring the way you think. And the way you think is everything. Good morning, everyone. Happy Mindset Change Monday. I hope everybody's doing great. So y'all, I'm sitting here soaking in my sorrows this morning because as I mentioned on Friday's episode, the Suns were going to have their first game on Saturday against the Timberwolves. Well, if you're an NBA fan, you already know what happened. But the Suns did not come to play. The only person that was ready to play was Kevin Durant, and that really surprised me. So we'll see what happens with tomorrow's game. But anyways, though, y'all, stay back to today's actual station. So have you ever had a birthday, received a big bonus, received some additional money, and you told yourself, I'm going to take this money and I'm going to find myself the greatest gift in the world because I want to feel valuable. I want to feel satiated. I want to feel like that this gift is going to have my signature all on it. It's going to make me feel so great to actually spend money on myself and buy myself the world's greatest gift. And so you actually took your time. You actually did some analysis before you purchased this gift. You made sure it was exactly what you wanted, the color you wanted, the design you wanted, and exactly how you wanted it. You focused on purchasing this gift. And so today's episode is called The Greatest Gift in the World. So let me ask you a question. What is your greatest gift? I got quiet because I wanted you to really think and ruminate on what is your greatest gift in the world. And y'all, if you didn't check out Friday's episode for Flex Your Mind Muscle Friday, it's called Going Through Life Storms. And that episode talked about, as human beings, we all go through storms through life. And I pretty much give you some details on how we should be during the storm and after the storm. So if you didn't check out Friday's episode, please check that out right after this episode is done. So I hope you got your answer to what is the greatest gift in the world. Let me let y'all in on a little secret, and it's a little big secret. You are the world's greatest gift. As a human being, as an individual, we forget how valuable we are. We underestimate our value as a person. And the reason why I brought up when you want to purchase something big to feel satisfied is usually a materialistic object. Is something other than ourselves. But at times, a lot of times, the majority of the time, we underestimate who we are and our value as a person. We don't invest in ourselves the majority of the time. We don't put a price tag on ourselves as individuals. And when we do, it's a very low price tag. We don't never put ourselves up there and value ourselves more valuable than a Louis Vuitton purse, more valuable than a CTS Cadillac, more valuable than a 7-bedroom, 3-bathroom house. We never value ourselves that high. And so the question is why? We should be treating ourselves like we are the greatest gifts in the world as an individual. Now, let me just clear the air and say this. Don't expect someone else to treat you like you're the greatest gift in the world. You need to treat yourself as if you're the greatest gift in the world. And I read this mantra a while back. And this mantra said, teach people how to treat you by the way you treat yourself. So if you treat yourself like you're the greatest gift in the world, more than likely, people around you might treat you the same way. Now, I did say might, and that's in parentheses, because someone may not ever value you the way you value yourself. But if people say you see you care about yourself, they're going to care about you, or either they're going to get lost. And that's probably the best thing in the world for you when someone doesn't value you, for them to get lost. We should all have the attitude of being the greatest gift in the world. There shouldn't be no second guessing that. That should be our attitude in the morning, in the afternoon, before we lie down for bed, and when we wake up. You should treat yourself like you are the greatest gift in the world. It reminds me of Coming to America. When Eddie Murphy first woke up in the morning, he get right up. They lay his shoes out for him. He walks to the bathroom. They brush his teeth. They bathe him. And what do they tell him? The royal beat. It's clean, Your Highness. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be all like that for you, but we should value ourselves in the essence of being a king and a queen, a prince, right? A princess. Because if we value ourselves and we feel like we're that high, then we're getting more value and feeling valuable about who we are to help us continue to make ourselves feel like the greatest gift in the world. But the thing is that a lot of times we never feel this way about ourselves. Like I said, we value materialistic things over how much we value ourselves. And when we lack self-value, we make bad decisions. Let's just be honest. We make very bad decisions when we lack self-value. We don't care about life. We don't care about the decisions we make. We're only in it for the quick minute, the quick moment, right? We only want to feel good right in the moment. At least we think it may be a long-term good feeling, but if you make a bad decision, usually it's only in the moment decision. It's insatiable, right? You're happy now, but in the future, you're going to go right back to the same state of mind and devalue yourself, right? So we end up making bad decisions. When we lack self-value, we take life and things in this world for granted. We're like, hey, I got it now. It's not a huge deal. I'm not going to value myself or value it because I'm just going to take it for granted. I don't care that much about it. It's kind of like being in a relationship with someone you know that really loved you. After they leave you, you start to understand how valuable they were to your life. But while you're with that person, you took them for granted. You cheated. You didn't treat them fair. You didn't want to be unselfish. You just lived life the way you thought you should be living and whatever made you happy. So never take life and things for granted. Value them. But also, when we lack self-value, we lack an attitude of gratitude. It's kind of what I was saying about taking stuff for granted. You know, we lack an attitude of gratitude. We show no gratitude to anything. Everything that happens good for us, it just happened. It's because I did this. It's because I did that. We're not excited about it. And I tell you now, when you don't have an attitude of gratitude, when something good happens, you're not excited about life. And if you're not excited about life, then my question is, what excites you? Because life should be exciting to you. Yes, some of us have some bad things happen to us. It happens all the time. Yes, some of us went through a lifelong struggle. Yes, some of us still are dealing with childhood trauma. But the idea is that you got through all of that and you should be grateful and show gratitude toward that. Last but not least, when we lack self-value, we have no self-love. We don't care about ourselves. We just let things be how they are. We don't eat healthy. We don't sleep well. We don't work out. We don't take care of what we need to for ourselves. We don't go to the doctor and get regular visits. We have no self-love. And so when we lack self-value, life becomes invaluable as an individual. But I'm here to tell you, the good news is that it's never too late to be your greatest gift in the world. So on Christmas morning, when you decide to buy a new gift for yourself, you can wrap up yourself and unwrap yourself. Does that make sense? Wrap up yourself and unwrap yourself. Because you can and will be the world's greatest gift when you decide to make yourself the greatest gift in the world. You have to decide that. Not me, not your significant other, not your husband, not your wife, not your parents, you. I think a lot of times we wait on people to validate us. I was actually reading this book called The Seven Mindsets. And it talks about how our mindset is, we have the conscious mindset and the unconscious mindset. But one thing that stood out to me is that when somebody tells you, I'm proud of you, we start looking for self-validation. We start wanting people to tell us, I'm proud of you, versus saying you should be proud of yourself. Because now your validation is internal. It's not external. And so now, as life goes by and you start achieving these things, you start saying, I'm proud of myself, then there's no more external validation. It's internal. So guess what? You can never let yourself down unless you feel like you're not the greatest gift in the world. But the question is how do we become the greatest gift in the world? What are things that we can do to be the greatest gift in the world? Because remember, like I said, it's never too late to become the greatest gift in the world, your greatest gift in the world. It's never too late. But let's talk about a few things. How to become the greatest gift in the world. Number one, this is going to be very, very engaging for you, right? This is you getting a paper, a pen, and taking my words and putting it into action. So maybe you're driving right now. I don't know. Grab a piece of paper and pen. Gotta take the wheel. I'm just kidding. You know, if you can't write this stuff down when you get home, make sure you make it a point and write it down. But if you are sitting and you can grab a paper and pencil, as you should always be prepared for my podcast to be taking notes, because this stuff is beneficial and it's going to help you rewire the way you think, it should be in front of you. But let's go through how to become the greatest gift in the world. Number one, I want you to write 3 to 5 things you love about yourself. There are 3 to 5 things that you should love about yourself. Now, I don't know what your idea of what do you feel like love for yourself means, but write down 3 to 5 things you love about yourself. Number two, write down 3 people who loves you. 3 people who loves you. Number three, write 3 people who you love. And when I say love, love them deeply. Last but not least, write 2 goals for yourself. So I want you to take this stuff. I want you to take these questions. And like I said, I want you to write them down. And once you write them down, I want you to take your answers. And I really want you to ruminate on your answers. Because this is important. And I want you all to listen. Because this is the most important part. When you look at your answers, you find one thing in your answers. You find your purpose in life. Number 1 through 4 is your purpose to fight to be the greatest gift in the world. When you start to live a purposeful life, you become the greatest gift in the world. It's all purpose driven. So find your purpose. Acknowledge your purpose. And become the greatest gift in the world. Earl Nightingale is a famous American radio personality slash show host. He said, learn to enjoy every minute of your life. And I'm here to tell you, when you're the greatest gift in the world, you will enjoy every moment of your life. Is there going to be some heartache? Yes. Is there going to be some pain? Yes. Is there going to be some issues in life that you go through internally and externally? Yes. But that still does not stop you from being the greatest gift in the world. You put a value on yourself. In the Bible, 1 Corinthians verse 6, 19 through 20 says, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not on your own. You were bought at a price. Let me say it again. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. You are the greatest gift in the world. Remember that. Live that and be that. Hey, y'all, thank y'all for listening. I really appreciate it. To my consistent listeners, thank you again. And to my newbies, welcome to my podcast, Fast Forward Mindset Motivational Podcast. And just in case some of you didn't know, my podcast has brand new episodes on Mindset Change Monday and Flex Your Mind Muscle Friday. I'm going 2 days a week on the podcast. Two consistent days out of the week for you, okay? So look for those brand new podcast episodes to drop. Just to give you a little bit of an update, I will be out of town. I'm leaving this Friday. I'll be out of town Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, come back Tuesday. So there probably won't be a podcast episode on this Friday or Monday. But I'm still trying to figure out a way how to make it happen. Because you're all important to me. And I know my messages, my podcasts that I share is encouraging to you. So if you do not hear if there's not a brand new podcast uploaded on Friday and Monday, go indulge yourself in the other podcasts I've recorded. I probably got about 30 episodes that I've recorded. And I know some of you have already listened to all of them. But hey, there's nothing wrong with reruns. Just like we listen to the same song over and over again at the gym, we can listen to the same podcast over and over again. Hey, y'all, remember I still have my 30-minute consultation for $50. If you're interested in that, send me an email at jewatki1@gmail.com. That way we can set up a time and date when we can meet and talk. We can share your struggles, share your business ideas, share whatever it is you got going for yourself. I can give you my feedback, or I can just be a big ear to just listen to whatever you want me to listen to. All right? So again, $50 for 30 minutes. Send me an email. We can get that set up. If you're feeling like you want to send some cash out and you want to support the podcast, I do have Cash App. My Cash App information is $JEWATKI1. Hey, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. When you subscribe to the podcast, when a brand new one drops on Monday and Friday, you'll be the first one to get the alert. You jump, tap right in and be on your way to rewiring the way you think. Make sure you leave comments about the podcast. Just so you all know, I always leave a question on the podcast about the episode. So if you're interested in answering it, and which I think you should be, because it's your level of engagement is going to help you. When you go to the body of the podcast, you're going to scroll down to the very bottom. You're going to see the question, and it's going to give you a yes or no answer. Or you can also leave comments about the podcast as well. Okay. I'm not hard to find. I'm on IG all day, every day. That's James Watkins at 40 and Fit Life Coach. If you're struggling this morning with thoughts of suicide, please don't hesitate to call the suicide prevention hotline at 988. And as I always say, practice daily mindset rehabilitation. And that's my decision, y'all. Peace.